And now, the KHMB featured story of the week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB feature story of the week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I would like to test your physical reaction to words and phrases. April 15th, deadline for filing your taxes. Did you find your pulse quicken and blood pressure go up? The politicians tell us we have to pay our fair share, and yet each year total taxes go up and up and up. So just what is fair? Last year we played an interview on something called the Fair Tax Initiative. And since it is once again tax time, here's a replay of the interview we did with medical doctor Ken Smith, volunteer state director for the Fair Tax Initiative.
What this is a proposal to eliminate the IRS by replacing that tax system by no longer doing income tax, instead doing a national consumption tax. And by doing that, we would be able to eliminate pretty much, well, anything you consider income tax at federal level would be eliminated. That includes the estate tax, gift tax, corporate income tax, individual income tax. FICA would be not withheld from people's paychecks. They'd be able to receive their entire paycheck. That's basically a quick summary.
So in other words, when you say a consumption tax, would it be fair to say that it's a sales tax?
It's a sales tax, right, a national sales tax, using the same mechanisms that are already in place. In most of the states, I think 48 of the 50 states have already a state sales tax system, and we would just be plugging into their system, paying the states a little commission for doing that for the federal government. But this would be applicable to all new goods and services, not used goods and services. So in other words, people could buy their clothing, for example, at a Goodwill store and not pay any tax whatsoever. They have their entire paycheck to spend. People will not have that onerous responsibility of, I mean, we waste so much money each year in just complying with the ridiculous tax code that we have right now. Even within the last 13 years, I think something like, there's been like a 30% change in the code. And we've come from a code of 400 pages in 1913 to about 76,500, I think is the most recent figure for 2013.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I understand that there's a bill pending in Congress that deals with the concept of the fair tax. Can you explain that to us briefly?
The bill is entitled H.R. 25. It's the Fair Tax Bill of 2013. It's been introduced in Congress multiple times over the, I believe, about 13 years, in fact. It's been in House Ways and Means Committee. It's been there. It's been kind of tucked under the table, not completely addressed. Good folks in the country, like former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who speaks very, very fluently about the benefits of the fair tax. The only way this will ever fly, frankly, is if there's enough of a grassroots effort from all the folks who are suffering now through our current tax system.
Now, if a person wanted to actually get more information on that bill and either see it, read it, have their questions answered, is there some place they can go to get more information?
There's two specific sites that one can go. There is thomas.gov. Can look at any bill that's in front of Congress. You can type in H.R. 25 in the search field for that, and you'll find the whole bill out completely at that source. The other place that we like to direct people is our favorite, probably the most definitive site is fairtax.org, and there's tons of questions there that are answered.
If a person wanted to join with others or talk to others who are in the area, how would they go about finding people that believe the same way that they do?
We have a state group of leaders who are available to help out. We do have a website, CA4, the number 4, fairtax.org as well. So that's another source. You can find a list of all the different people from the different districts around the state who are involved, and we're willing to receive calls or inquiries from anybody. I just want to take a little time to talk about a recent issue that's come up, which is typical how Congress works. We have about 74 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives right now. I think it is exactly 74. And we have 8 sponsors in the Senate bill. The Senate bill is S-122. House bill is H-R-25. Many of these congressmen talk about being sponsors or co-sponsors of a bill, and then they don't move it along through the process because they're too afraid. They're very, very afraid of this horrendous thing called the IRS that made slaves of our country.
Part of the goal that you have and your organization has certainly is one of educating people. I understand that there's a film in the offing that basically is going to put this in a way that most people can understand it and be emotionally impacted by the information. Can you briefly tell us the name of the movie and how it's coming along?
Yes, the movie is entitled Unfair, The Movie. So you can Google that and see a 2.5-minute trailer. And the gentleman that has produced the movie, I've gotten to know, and he's done a tremendous job driving around the country in a bus and interviewing many people. It is a very succinct movie. It's going to be a full-feature documentary, of course, 90-minute documentary. And the format will be that it will be live-streamed so that there will be a discussion group time before the movie or after the movie. I can't remember which it is.
One of the things that we didn't discuss, I know has come up in conversation, is that some people have said that this unfairly targets poor people. From my understanding of the fair tax concept, they are allocated funds for their purchases.
Absolutely. Actually, when you parcel it all out, the working poor, comparatively speaking, pay much more to abide by the rules of the IRS than the rich. The rich spend very little of their percentage of their income to abide by the stupid code, and they benefit from it in many different ways. If we instituted the fair tax, we'd bring tons of jobs back to our country. We'd repatriate many millions of trillions of dollars that are parked offshore to protect it from the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of nonsense that goes on. The argument that we often hear is this is unfair to the poor, but not true, because actually this puts everybody's skin in the game, so to speak. Everybody will be aware of what they're paying at the cash register to support our country, defense of our country, et cetera. Poorer people, if you will, in our society will really have an effective tax rate of zero, whereas the effective tax rate of those in the upper levels who have be spending more money, so you're in total control of it, gives you tons of new freedom that you'll be able to spend, then know how much you're paying in taxes.
One of the things that we hear in our government is that everybody needs to pay their fair share. The thing that I personally like about the concept of the fair tax is that everybody will be paying their fair share.
Well, that's just going back to what I talked about earlier, about hearing about 27 million people who are being trafficked around the world, human trafficking. Their human trafficking is a big deal in the Bay Area, key areas of the world where there's human trafficking going on. If we got money that the tons of money that those folks are spending, they're not paying taxes. They're the crooks. They are the criminals. And if we got that money back into our system, again, I can't give you a figure, but my sense is it would be huge. And would that perhaps be a way to discourage human trafficking? I don't know. Maybe it is. It's a way to fight it. And that's why I say this fair tax thing is not a simple thing. It's not something you can get on a quick fix in a couple 30-second commercial on television, which is the way our society thinks nowadays. It requires a little research if you're interested. But I can tell you from my heart that I feel as you said, it's fair. It's truly fair. Fair for everybody. Right. And those with tons of money will pay more taxes, technically.
If you want to buy a yacht, you pay for a yacht. If you want to buy a little rowboat, you pay for a rowboat.
If you want to buy a Tesla, you pay for it.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
In the interest of transparency and full disclosure, I am a fan of the Fair Tax Initiative, and at least think it should get time in the public square of debate. For more information, visit fairtax.org. On behalf of the people that helped make Radio Magazine possible, this is Jim Henderson with a big thank you for joining us. What were things like in 2004? so close and yet so long ago. Join host Cameron Palmer for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Next on your hometown station, AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking. In Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I joined the club, United AmeriClub from UAB, and it feels great. United AmeriClub checking makes banking easy, and it's a wonderful way for people 60 and better to meet new friends and make memories. We enjoy seminars, special events, and exotic destinations.
United AmeriClub members receive a free checking account with no minimum balance or maintenance fee, a debit card with no annual fee, ATM fee rebates for no-cost access to your money, e-statements to reduce waste and promote security, free online and mobile banking, free bill pay, and more. Just $100 opens your account. To qualify, just maintain a $5,000 balance in any checking, savings account, or money market account.
And United AmeriClub is going places like China and Oregon. We're going to cruise a Mississippi paddle wheeler from Memphis to New Orleans, tour the Queen Mary and L.A. and more. For me, UAB is simply better banking.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank. With more than 40 years of community banking experience, Teresa is a simply better banker. United American Bank. North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC.